Peter Pasmaj, the champion of rejuvenation of Catholicism. In the first century of the Reformation, it appeared that Hungary was a lost cause for the Catholic Church. The fact that it turned out differently and that the majority of Hungarians found their way back to the ancient beliefs was due to the intervention and work of Peter Pasmaj. Pasmaj was born in 1570 in Nagyvárad into a wealthy Calvinist family. His stepmother, a Catholic, who raised him, sent him to the Jesuit school in Kolozsvár. He became a Catholic himself in 1582 and, 5 years later, he joined the Society of Jesus. He was a novice in Krakow and studied philosophy in Vienna and theology in Rome. Here, in the buildings of Collegio Romano, he was educated by such individuals as Suarez, the philosopher, theologian Bellarmine, who later became a cardinal. In 1597, after finishing his studies, Pasmaj became a school supervisor in a friary in Graz. Then, in the following years, he taught philosophy in the Jesuit university. In 1601, he was dispatched to Sheja on the northern part of the country, while, in the interim, he gave speeches in Nitra and Kosho, shepherding several Protestant noblemen back to the Catholic Church. From 1603, he was back in Graz again teaching scholastic theology. In 1607, the Bishop Forgách of Esztergom took him under his wing the day after he positively evaluated Pasmaj's response article, in which he argued with Hungarian Protestant predicators about faith. In 1608, during the National Assembly in Pozsony, he gave speeches to support the Catholic Church and the Jesuit order, getting into the national spotlight. In 1611, he initiated the Nagyszombat Synod, which was an overture to the Counter-Reformation movement. The bishop, who nurtured him as his successor, arranged a dismal of Pasmaj from the Society of Jesus, and in 1616, he nominated him to be provost of Turóc. Also in 1616, after Forgách's death, Pasmaj became the Archbishop of Esztergom, the highest religious post in the country. He considered his main calling to be reconstructing and building the Catholic Church, as well as leading the aristocracy and common people towards the faithfulness of Rome. With the influence of his speeches and writings, numerous Protestant noble families, along with their entire households, servants, and serfs, returned to Catholicism. The position of the Church and its place in everyday life became stronger and more influential. In order to increase the number of priests, he established a seminary in Nagyszombat and he started to rejuvenate the fragmented Hungarian church hierarchy that was in pieces after Ottoman rule. In 1629, Pope Urban VIII anointed him cardinal as an acknowledgement of his influential work. His highest achievement in promoting Hungarian culture was the founding of the university in Nagyszombat, which was later transferred to Pest. He nurtured the works of György Kádi, who completed the first Hungarian translation of the Bible. Besides being a strong church and Roma promoter, he was absolutely loyal to the Habsburg House in Hungary as well, from whom he expected protection against the Ottoman Empire and the uprising Transylvanian and Eastern Hungarian Protestant orders, which served both the church and the nation. He passed away in 1637 in Pozsony, in the times when the spreading of the Reformation movement came to a complete halt and, mostly by his influence, Hungary followed the way to re-Catholicization. Pasmaj, as a defender of the Church and debater, carried a very significant legacy. His Latin-language essays of philosophy and dogma were mostly written in his years in Graz, following the Baroque Jesuit trend. While translating Tamás Kempis's Following Christ, he served the cause of the Church. In his polemic confrontational writings, he responds to Hungarian Protestant publishers and he points out the flaws in Calvinist teachings. Oftentimes, he gave speeches in Hungarian filled with sarcasm and humor. His oratorical talent and brilliance overwhelms the arguments of Protestant priests who attacked the Catholic Church. By 1613, he had completed his most important faith-building work, The Guide to God's Truths, that was published numerous times. Just like his master, Bellarmine, he highlighted the confrontation between the teaching of Catholicism and the movements of the Reformation. This volume is truly an encyclopedia of the times, a scientific synthesis and debating essay which was intended to influence the faith building of the Catholic populace. This work also mirrored Pazman's sophistication, wide horizons, linguistic and oratorical brilliance. It is important to note that Hungarian Protestant debaters sought assistance from foreign lands. They asked a theologian from Wittenberg to retort the statements in the Guide to God's Truth that was translated to Latin. During his lifetime, Pazman gave several homilies and memorable speeches which he assembled into one book in 1636. His speeches and writings in Hungarian give us not only intellectual lessons but an insight into the use of the Hungarian language of the times, which makes the cardinal one of the best classic masters of the language. Besides his scholastic achievements, Pazman deeply cared for the soul of Catholics. His work, Christian Prayer Book, is a call to common folks that had several reprints. It hasn't lost any power or value over the years and became one of the main tools for creating spiritual guidelines for believers.